It said that a wise person learns from his mistakes, a wiser one learns from others' mistakes, but the wisest person of all learns from others' successes. So mentors save you time and headaches. They can share their experiences with you and help you avoid the mistakes they've made while also sharing the secrets of their success. When you draft a mentor, you're essentially condensing time. The time that it would take you to get to whatever your destination is or whatever you're going after. You're jumping through wormholes, so to speak. Every professional team, as we know, has a draft of some sort. Even at the collegiate level, recruiting is essentially drafting players. So when I think about drafting mentors, you know, I say if every single professional team or organization has a draft and wants the best people on their team, shouldn't we at least somewhat be intentional about who we're drafting into our life when we're done competing? Whether that's teammates, peers, you know, people we're running with in business, or mentors like we're talking about today. What's happening, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Thrive After Sports podcast. This episode that I'm sharing is another workshop that I hosted in collaboration with Athlete Soul. The title of this workshop is How to Draft Mentors, which is essentially pulling people into your life who can help you get to the next level. I know you'll be able to get a lot from this episode, especially if you're just starting out on your career journey or your entrepreneurial journey or just your life journey, and you're trying to find people that can help pull you up or people you can bring into your life. And I gave a lot of good tips and advice on how to do that. I did some live coaching on the call with some people who had specific scenarios that we could talk about drafting mentors into their lives. So I know I get a lot of feedback from you guys. You guys appreciate when I do live coaching. So there's a lot of live coaching on this call. Hope you enjoy it. As always, I really appreciate you guys tuning into the show. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe on YouTube or subscribe on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a rating or review. Really helps us get the message out about Thrive After Sports and help more athletes. And if you're not following me already on Instagram, I'm Taj Deshaun on Instagram, Taj Deshaun on LinkedIn. Let me know you're listening to the show. Let me know what you're getting from it. And as always, if there's any way I can ever support, just reach out. TajDeshaun.com is a great hub for everything I have going on. Thrive After Sports community. Would love to see you in there. The link to join the Thrive After Sports community is in the show notes. We've got a lot of great connections and partnerships being formed in there. That's it. Let's get into this episode. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Before we get started, as Miriam mentioned, I did invite my man Braylon Jackson here. I thought what I was going to speak about today was perfect to have Braylon come on and share a little bit. Braylon's a retired professional baseball player. He actually retired by choice, which is different than I'm assuming most of us, because, you know, usually the game's done with us before we're done with it. So we may talk a little bit about that. But Braylon and I worked together on a scholarship through Athlete Soul in, was that 2021? Has it been 2 years, man? Don't tell me it's been two years.
I think it's been 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. This is crazy. I don't know where the time is going, but man, I know I gave you a brief introduction, but can you just introduce yourself and also talk about what you're up to these days? I know you're working with, a sports media company.
Yes, sports media company, absolutely. Like Todd mentioned, I was a professional baseball player for 9 years and I retired in 2021. I was just ready to move on from the game, just move on to that next chapter in life. And, you know, quite frankly, at that moment, I didn't know what that next chapter entailed or what that next chapter looked like. I just knew I was anxious and excited to get into it. So with that process beginning for me, I needed to find some guidance, someone to be able to relay my thoughts, you know, my thoughts to bounce ideas off of what that transition may look like. So I came across Taj and Thrive After Sports, and I was able to connect with him, and our relationship formed more into a mentorship and a great friendship. And he was able to not only introduce me to great tools to be able to find connections out there, but we talked weekly just about any and everything. It didn't necessarily have to be about what job was out there for me next or what career idea I had. It was just that friendship and being able to talk to somebody, period, about that transition in that period in my life. That was difficult. You know, Taj had a lot of great value and a lot of great insights. So to fast forward today, I work for a sports media marketing company called Cast Iron Media. They're based out of New York City. And what we do, we have our own networks, like an RSN. So if you watch a live baseball game, live football game, NCAA, and the commercials you see ran there, we actually sell the commercial space to advertisers to run those ads during those live games. So that connection towards that company actually came from a friend of mine, a teammate. His father is the CEO of the company, and I was able to connect with him. And it just, you know, organically just brought me into the company. And I've been here for about 8 months now. Before that, I was in IT sales. Worked with my brother-in-law in IT sales, and I worked for a software company. So that's kind of like been my journey post-playing career.
Yeah, man. Thank you for diving into that a little bit. And thank you for joining us today, because I know you're at work right now, just to even take a moment to jump on.
Yeah.
That means a lot. Another reason I brought you on, and what I'm going to, I don't know if I shared the description out with everyone, but what I'm talking about today is drafting mentors, and I will get into what that means. So for the record, all of us here, at least the faces I can see, we've already transitioned. We're already, most of us are mentors to others. But what I'm thinking about is, as I get into the workshop a little bit later, I'm going to be sharing some things that can be helpful for maybe people listening to the recording, you know, people who, sorry, Tiffany, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are you, I haven't met you before. Are you a current athlete? Are you still competing? Or are you a former athlete?
Sorry, he just said about the video and I realized mine was off. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, it's all right. I'm a former athlete recently of last year, and I'm actually with Extraordinaire.
Oh, that, okay, yeah. Cool. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry, I went off on a tangent, but where I was going with that is that I'm thinking about the people watching the recording who are maybe current athletes or people who may watch this years from now and need help drafting mentors. So I'm keeping them in mind, but also all of us here who work with others or help athletes in some way, shape, or form. I'm hoping that you can take maybe something away from the way I encourage others to draft mentors, and maybe you can use that with your own coaching clients. And I will also lean on you guys probably for some personal stories or things that you guys have seen work. So it's not just me sharing the whole time. Braylon, one more thing, man. And on that note, the reason I thought of you to bring on here today is because when you reached out to me, I thought it was a perfect example of, I don't remember exactly what you said. We don't have to get into exactly what you said, but it was more so like the positioning and how you shared it. It was very straight to the point. It was, hey, I see what you're doing. I like your work. This is my story. This is who I am. And, you know, these are the things that I'm looking for assistance with. You know, it was just very, it was a great approach. And I think that's what I'm going to get into like teaching today for people who are looking to seek mentorship or to draft mentors. So can you just share a little bit about your thought process in terms of why you decided, I mean, you've already talked about why you decided to reach out, but the way you crafted the message, like what was your thought process thinking about like reaching out to me and how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, the thought process, well, actually in the beginning, the thought process was quite abrupt because I felt in the sense that life was moving forward at a very rapid pace and I needed to catch up in a sense, being that I'm not a athlete anymore. I'm actually in the workforce. And then I have friends, family, you know, who's been in the workforce for years now. While I was actually playing a sport, they're building careers for themselves. So when I actually switched lanes, I felt that, you know, nobody was just taking the time to like kind of like slow down and be like, hey, Braylon, we understand that you were doing this for this long, this period of time of your life. And we understand that you're retired now. But hey, we got this going on. You kind of need to figure it out. You kind of need to get in where you fit in and just, you know, keep it pushing. So I felt in a sense that my mental state was being very like rushed and I needed to find a place to have some calmness and stillness. So I was able to find that with you and Thrive After Sports and just be able to have those conversations to not only get my thought processes together, but to come up with a plan of attack. And in doing that, that was able to slow myself down, right, to be able to methodically think through things and not only have the outside noise around me, but to quiet it, to be able to think through things fullness and just come up with a game plan, a strategic game plan on how to move on with life.
Well, yeah, man. First of all, once again, I want to thank you again for being here. Don't feel like you have to stick around the whole time. That goes for anybody. I know it's Friday. You guys are all in the middle of things. But thank you for taking some time to come on and share. Thank you again, Miriam, for setting up that scholarship for us to work together. Braylon and I keep in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, to this day, 2 years later, and it's been 2 years, which is wild. All right, now let's get into the topic today. So, by the way, as usual, I don't have a PowerPoint. You guys know me. I really just usually speak off the cuff. I do have some notes. I try to keep notes, even though I probably will not stick to these notes and go off on tangents as I always do. But I want to also encourage you guys to take notes once again, just in case, whether you're watching the recording and this can apply to help you, you know, draft mentors into your life, or if you're working with people and mentoring people and you want to show them the ropes, you may be able to pick up a couple of things from me today. So what do I mean by drafting mentors? First and foremost, that's like a saying that I came up with about 5 years ago when I was first starting Thrive After Sports, which is based off of the concept of every professional team, as we know, has a draft of some sort. Even at the collegiate level, recruiting is essentially drafting players. So when I think about drafting mentors, you know, I say if every single professional team or organization has a draft and wants the best people on their team, shouldn't we at least somewhat be intentional about who we're drafting into our life when we're done competing? Whether that's teammates, peers, you know, people we're running with in business, or mentors like we're talking about today. So, you know, basically people who can help us get to the next level. One of my favorite quotes, and this is what really had me start seeking out mentorship right after I was going through my transition and lost, like many of us were when we were trying to figure it out. I was like, I need some help. I need to find people who can help pull me up. Tiffany, I see you. I know a lot of us can relate. That's, you know, that's why we're here. And that's why many of us work with athletes. And so a quote that I read that really, and I think my cousin or someone shared this with me, it was by John C. Maxwell. And it reads, it said that a wise person learns from his mistakes. A wiser one learns from others' mistakes, but the wisest person of all learns from others' successes. So when I read that quote, I immediately got into action mode and I started looking around, mostly on LinkedIn. To be honest with you, I didn't have a bunch of successful people around me at the time. But I looked on LinkedIn and started finding people that I was inspired by, either not even for what they were doing, but who they were as people. You know, maybe it was the way they carried themselves. Maybe it was the way they interacted with others, the way they spoke. And I just became a sponge. And so for those of you who maybe are early on in your journey, or just kind of, once again, no one here is, this is, I'm keeping in mind the people watching, but for those of you who are in a place where you're just starting out, I want to talk about why you need a mentor in the first place. The bottom line of it, the first thing I like to share is that mentors save you time and headaches. Like, that's the biggest thing to keep in mind. They can share their experiences with you and help you avoid the mistakes they've made while also sharing the secrets of their success or the successes they've had. And so I'll talk about reaching out to mentors. I'll get tactical on that in just a second, but I just want to lay this foundation first for why it's important. So when you draft a mentor, you're essentially condensing time, the time that it would take you to get to whatever your destination is or whatever you're going after. You're jumping through wormholes, so to speak. You're kind of accelerating the time it takes to get you whatever outcome you're looking for. Prime example, I had a call with one of my mentors yesterday, and there's this Adam Schumann, if anybody's familiar with him, he's in a lot of the meetups inside of the Thrive After Sports community. A lot of people show up to get advice from him these days, and it's my community, which I'm happy with it. Like, hey, show up, I'm getting advice from Adam. I want to share the wealth and allow other people to get advice from him too. And so anyway, I had a call with Adam yesterday, and this is a prime example of, you know, jumping through wormholes, so to speak, like I'm talking about. And I was frustrated about something with the direction of my business, something I've been working on for a while. And I jumped on the call. My head was all messed up. I'm like, Adam, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I feel stuck. 15 minutes into the call, I had a totally new perspective and something that I could start working on immediately. 15 minutes. It might have taken me 15 days. If I didn't talk to Adam yesterday, it might have taken me 15 weeks, 15 months. Who knows how long it would have taken me, but all I know is in 15 minutes, the light bulb went off. And so that's mentorship. That's a prime example of mentorship. That's exponential growth, right? And then another thing that mentorship provides is, of course, guidance, encouragement, and then accountability, right? All of us, we're athletes. So you understand how important it is to have someone holding you accountable. Or more so, you tell someone you're going to do something, and because you told them that you're going to do it, that athlete mindset kicks in of like, I'm not going to show up and not do the thing that I said I was going to do the next time I see this person or meet with this person. So I want to take just a quick pause. Does anyone on this call, like, does anyone have a story of how a mentorship, whether it's a coach or just someone that you know, you drafted into your life, does anyone have a story that they want to share of how a mentor has impacted them? Sorry, I'm reading the comments. Go ahead, Tiffany.
I don't really know if this would count, but most likely it would. So, I actually represented Russia for the last 8 years, in high level, and well, I won't go into details anyways. And we had a sports psychologist that would come and help us, and we talked with her about what are our problems and what are things that we really feel like we want to change and work on. And I'd always say, like, I want to work on this, I want to do this, like, I'm super motivated, but then I wouldn't do it. So at one point, she comes in to meet me one day and says, okay, here's a piece of paper, write it down. I was like, okay. So I literally wrote myself, for myself, a contract where I wrote it in paper and signed it saying, I will do this, 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 with a date on it saying, I want to do it in this amount of time. And the fact that I wrote it down, it helped me straight away. I was hyper motivated and I actually achieved my goal. Whereas just saying it did not help me. I had to write it down.
That's amazing. So, okay. How long ago did you retire?
So officially this year, well, this summer, unofficially, pretty much last year around February when the political situation happened between two countries that everyone knows about. Yeah.
Right. Got you. So, since retirement, with that story in mind, which is a great story, by the way, and a great example of how just one small nugget that a mentor can give you can just change the entire trajectory of, your life. Have you had any mentors or people that you've been in contact with, or like, have you tried to draft any mentors recently?
So, I actually agree with you, like surrounding yourself with people who kind of inspire you, and motivate you and people that have achieved a lot, that really does help me. And it's true that I've been changing the people around me recently. So starting from this year, I was on a bit of a rampage of trying to remove myself from certain situations that I felt were not helping me to move forwards. And yeah, it's been an up and down journey, but honestly, talking with Extraordinaire really helped me. And I worked with Marion, a French cyclist. I don't know if you know. Yeah, okay, you know. Yeah. And she really helped me. So I worked with her for about 6 months, I think. And it was just, it was not even a lot. It was just the knowing that she was there and knowing that I could call her at any time if I needed to. Really helped me, and knowing that she'd been through hell and back through in her life too. It was just knowing that there was that community there and people around me who had been through what I'd been through or something very similar and understood what I was going through just helped me so much because I didn't feel alone. And knowing that these communities exist, it just helps me so much. So anytime I'm talking to a fellow athlete or someone that's been through a hard time, I cannot stop talking about all of these communities that exist. And yeah, it's just kind of been going on from there since last year.
That's awesome. So you reached out to someone from Extraordinaire. I'm assuming no one reached out to you.
Actually, they reached out to
They
me. It's
didn't.
funny
Okay.
story. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much.
No, go ahead.
So my mother is an English teacher. She had a student who was friends with the owner and founder of Extraordinaire. And so one thing led to another. Somebody talked to someone and then said that, oh yeah, my daughter just quit. And then they put us in contact and that was that. So
Got it. Okay. That's cool. So thankfully now there are, I wish they were around when, Extraordinaire Athlete Soul was around when I was going through, my transition out of playing football. And I know many of us have the same sentiment, but my point is, there are so many great organizations like Extraordinaire and Athlete Soul who are being proactive about reaching out to athletes. But as we know, that's not always the case. And so that's why I want to transition into talking about reaching out, because for the most part, especially in business, for those of us on here who are entrepreneurs, nobody is sitting around thinking, how can I just reach out to someone and help them today? You have to be proactive about reaching out, and I like to use the analogy of, when I talk about, people are more likely to help you when they see you helping yourself. And I say that, like, that analogy is like when, if you're driving around and you see somebody who's run out of gas on the side of the road or on the freeway, are you more likely to stop and help the person who's standing there by the car with their thumb up, or like, hey, can you help me out? Or just standing by their car waiting for help, trying to flag people down, or the person that you see pushing their car, right? Now, the same rules apply when you're reaching out to a mentor. You want to make sure that you're showing, or at least telling them, what you've already done and how you need help getting to the next level and whatever that thing is. It's different than saying, hey, can you help me? There's a difference between saying, hey, can you help me? Or, reaching out and saying, hey, I'm working on this thing and this is what I've tried so far. Can you help me with, XYZ? And I'll get more technical than that when I talk about reaching out. But I say all that to say, now me, I'm not, to be honest with you guys, I'm not going to stop and help somebody for the most part anyway. I'm like, I'm just going to pretend like I don't see them and keep on driving. Like, I got things to do. Okay. I know that sounds terrible, but side note, this is random, but this is another tangent. I promise I'll get back on track. I did help somebody one time. It was a grandmother. I was in New York, and New Yorkers are ruthless, as many of you know. And there was a grandmother in the middle of the intersection trying to steer. And there was like her 8-year-old grandson behind the car trying to push it. And that car was not moving. And then they switched and he got in the driver's seat. He's an 8-year-old like this behind the steering wheel. And now grandma's trying to push and people are honking like, move, grandma, get out the way. And I'm like, OK, let me pull over. Let me park. I parked in like a store, a grocery store parking lot and got out and helped them. That's the only time. But sorry, that was a random tangent. But so. But in business, all right, in business, if someone reaches out to me and they have the right approach and I could tell that they're already working on something, they just need some help or some support, like Braylon, for example, right? I'm going to respond to that person. I know all of us would too. When someone reaches out to you, we want to help. And so for those listening who are, you know, if you don't have a mentor in your life yet, and I want you to understand, like, look at all the people on this call right now. We are all more than happy to help anyone who reaches out to us. So don't feel like you're bothering someone. Don't ever feel like, you know, oh, I don't want to reach out to someone because I don't want to, you know, look weak or look like I don't know what I'm doing. The worst thing that happens is that they just don't respond. And then really your life is no different. But if you reach out and people do respond to you, then it can completely change everything in your life. So just keep that in mind. I always tell people, if you reach out to 100 people and only one person responds, then those other 99 people who didn't respond or who said no, it was all worth it. So anyway, but yeah, already having momentum and showing that you have momentum is key when you're reaching out to get support. So let's see. All right, let's get tactical a little bit. Does anyone here have someone or something that they've been thinking about reaching out to a mentor for? Like, I'm asking, do you have someone right now who you're like, you know what, I've been wanting to reach out to this person or this organization, but I just haven't done it yet? Or do you have an example of like, I know I need help with this in my business or in my life, and I need to find someone who can help me with this? Does anything come to mind for anyone? You guys are like, nah, I'm good. So Oh, go ahead, Braylon.
No, I was just,
you're going to say
nothing really comes to mind. I mean, I have a, you know, I can just think of people like, you know, people that I may see come across on LinkedIn or things of that nature. But to take it to the next step, to reach out to them for mentorship, I haven't put that together yet. No.
Okay. Do you mind if we don't have to, but if, do you have anyone that comes to mind? Cause I like to use a like tangible example, and we don't have to reach out to them. Miriam, you have somebody?
Yeah, I actually have an example.
Okay.
But I actually made it work. But I've been, you know, and this is for athletes who are extraordinary. We're working, you know, on making our networking in-person event more attractive. And I reconnected with someone that I hadn't talked to in 3 years, thinking like I need to pick her brain specifically for this thing. And so I had a very kind of narrow ask where I said, hey, we haven't talked in a while. And I kind of felt embarrassed that I hadn't followed up with that person for so long. But then I was like, hey, you know, I have this topic that I think you're an expert on, and I'd love to hear more and see if you can help out. So we'll see what she says, if it works out.
Got you. So what did you acknowledge that it had been a while since you spoke
yes,
to her when you reached
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. I was like, hey, you know, yeah, it's been like 3 years, but I've been thinking about you because I know you're good at this. And, you know, maybe you have some time just to talk about this topic specifically.
Mm-hmm. That's a great example. We may come back to that. I want to go back to Braylon, because Braylon, is there someone who's a new connection that you're trying to make that you've been thinking about reaching out to?
He's not really a new connection. His name's Corey Jackson.
He's from Quirks.
Yeah. I've spoken to him before, to where it seemed like the relationship could bear some fruit if it, you know, progressed towards mentorship. I just never really fully pressed through with it. But I would say off the top of my head, he's one that I would say, yeah.
Okay, good. Before I start like sharing my screen and getting into some of the more general stuff, like you know me, I'm like from a coaching perspective, I like to use real life examples and talk about those things. So, do you mind if we do like some real life coaching about how to get back in touch with Corey or how to get what you're looking at? No, that sounds bad. Get what you're looking for. Let's just say reconnect with Corey. Do you mind if we use that as a quick example? Okay. So you already had a conversation with him. What was that first conversation about?
The first conversation was more or less of, I've done some research into his company, just introducing myself, just trying to get some ideas of how, because I had an idea in my mind about trying to help baseball players like myself. Just be able to have conversations, right? Just on what that next step would look like. And I know he's in talent acquisition, but I just mainly wanted to just, bounce some ideas off of how he grew his talent acquisition business, how he birthed the idea to what it is today. And he actually told me that if I ever needed anything or if I wanted to talk further, just to reach out to him. It was very, how can I put it? It wasn't really, I think we talked for like 2 days periodically. I mean, it really wasn't anything that, like I said, I didn't really push forward with it, but he just comes off the top of my head because I watch a lot of his content almost daily on LinkedIn. So, yeah.
Okay, good. So I know you're already an outreach master. Like you already did a lot of the things I was going to suggest, where you complimented him on his track record, or you probably said something about his content or his company, and then you went into who you are, why you're reaching out. So you had a conversation where he left the door open, which is even great, better because you can circle back. But like, what note did you leave off on? It was just kind of like, hey, if you ever need anything, just reach out, and that was pretty much it.
It was just like that. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, the follow-up is, and how long ago was that conversation?
Oh, that conversation here, I can tell you
It sounds
exactly.
like it's been a while based off the way.
It's I can tell you right here. That conversation was, wow, that was a while ago. Kind of embarrassed to say. September. Last
Okay.
September. So, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just looking at it. He was just giving me some ideas of figuring out my process on where I want to be and how I can help others. And he was like, yeah, I'm here for whatever you need, my man. So that's kind of like how it tapered off. So
Okay. Can I make a suggestion for how to pick that back up?
yeah.
So, since you watch his content every single day, when the next time he drops a video that just really hits you in the chest, you might have even seen one today, but I would reach out back on LinkedIn, just share the video with him and say, hey, man, this one, love this video. This really resonated with me because this, and this. I would say, I know it's been a while since we've spoken, but oh, and by the way, before you do this, I would actually have an idea in mind of how you can kind of either insert yourself into quirks or find a way where you can add value, right? So before you reach out, you want to know, hey, I was thinking about doing this thing, or I saw this and I was wondering if I could help out with this. Or, if you're not sure, you could even ask him where he needs help and just tell him flat out, like, I'm looking to get more involved with quirks. That's what I do with Miriam. Miriam knows. I started Thrive After Sports in 2018. I saw Athlete Soul pop up and I said, yeah, I got to be a part of this. And then Miriam and I had a call and we really hit it off. And I mean, I just told Miriam last week, I want to be more involved with Athlete Soul. So it's like, you just have to be honest with where you're at and also look for windows too. It's better if you say, I want to be involved in this way, doing these things. So yeah, man. And then also ask him for another, to get on another call as well. You don't have to send everything in the message. You can kind of try to move that into a phone call. Something I like to do is, because people are busy, right? And sometimes when you say, hey, can we schedule another meeting? People are thinking like, man, I would love to meet with this person, but I just don't have all the time in the world. Can I really commit to like an hour long Zoom? So something I like to ask for is like, can we schedule a 15 minute phone call? It just makes it so much easier to commit to because you put a time frame on it, which is short. It may end up being longer, of course. It probably will be, but it's just like, that's so easy to say yes to versus can we schedule a meeting? Because when someone asks me to schedule a meeting, I'm like, I don't know if I have an hour to just put a Zoom meeting on my, and I'm Zoom fatigued anyway. I'm on Zoom all week. So, but a 15-minute phone call, I can do that. Even if it's like the end of the day or before I start my day, I can always squeeze that in. So, but yeah, man, let me know how that goes. Because we talked about him when we were working together, and I'm glad you've made that contact. That's really cool.
Awesome.
All right. So now, if you're not like Braylon, this is for the folks watching the recording. If you're kind of, new to the game of connecting with people and finding people who can help pull you up, I want to give you just some basic like rules and fundamentals on outreach. So, and I kind of touched on it a minute ago with Braylon. It's like the best thing, I'll talk about how to make the outreach and then also what happens when you get on the call. So let me just share this. Oh, Miriam, can you give me permission to share my screen? Let me try that again. Okay. So, oh.
It should work
Can
now.
everybody? Yes. Oh, except I'm trying to share a PDF. Oh, my goodness. Amateur hour. You would think this is my first time using Zoom. So, there it is. Okay. Can everybody, want to be able to see you guys still. Can everybody see this? This wait. I have zoomed in way too much. Bear with me, guys. It's been a long day. Oh, here it is. Okay. So this is something and honestly, there are things I would change about this outreach template, but this is a part of my book where I was basically giving athletes who had just finished their career, mostly student athletes, I was giving an outreach template that they could use. So, I mean, this is a good foundation, but there are a lot of things I would change about this, and I'll tell you what those things are. So, the basic structure of an outreach message, though, is kind of like Braylon and I were just talking about. It's compliment them on what they're doing because they're more likely to read the rest of the message versus if you just reach out and say, "Hey, can you help me with this thing?" Like, it's just, it's rude, obviously, but if you reach out and acknowledge the work that they're doing, which is the reason you reached out to them, give them some sort of compliment on a video you saw or some content they published or just the company or whatever it is that they're doing. Start with the compliment, then let them know who you are and why you reached out. And then that's where you go into asking them for a 15-minute phone call. So this one, like I said, it's not my best work, but this was a few years ago. I would definitely insert a compliment up here before I get into, talking about a mutual connection or just talking about yourself. And I position it to where, if you're someone who's reaching out to connect with other athletes, that's kind of how this is structured. Like a former athlete who is doing something that, because then there's the athlete connection too. And then you tell them why you reached out. And then as you can see here, I talked about the 15-minute call. And then you tell them why. Like, I'd love to hear your story and ask a few quick questions. So there's that. Let me pull this. Okay, so now let's talk about this. When you have the person on the phone, it's very important that you're prepared. I know that sounds obvious, especially to all you guys here, but some people genuinely don't prepare for these calls. Like I had someone reach out to me last week, sent me a great message. I agreed to talk to him, spoke to him yesterday. When we got on the phone, it was kind of awkward because, first of all, he scheduled the time using my calendar for us to speak. When I called him, could tell he was unprepared. He was in like this a background. There was a bunch of people talking, loud noises. And I called him. He answers the phone all rude. He's like, "Hello?" I'm like, "Hi, this is Taj. Oh, see you, Braylon. Thank you for being here, man." He answered the phone. He's like, "Hello?" I'm like, "Hey, this is Taj, you scheduled time to speak with me right now?" He's like, "Oh, hi." Like, "Hello. What can I do for you, man?" And he was like, "Let me see. No, I just kind of wanted to meet you because I need help right now." And it's like, I'm sitting there like, this is gonna be one of those. Now, eventually, I was able to kind of almost guide him through helping him help himself. Like, what questions? If you don't have questions right now, maybe we can meet again and you can come up with some questions that you have for me so we can make good use of the time. But I say all that to say, just be prepared. And then I have a structure for getting on calls too. So when you meet with the mentor, the first thing you want to do is just ask them about their story. Like let them talk about themselves, meaning everyone loves talking about themselves. So before you get on the phone and say, well, first of all, thank them for their time, right? Thank you for taking some time to connect. I was just curious. I saw what you're doing and I'm curious about, like, you know, how you got to where you got to, like, what's your story? And then once they're talking about themselves, you can take bits and pieces and start to formulate questions based off of what they're sharing, right? To dig deeper into their journey or just questions that you have. And then once they're done sharing their story, then you get into reminding them why you reached out. Hey, thank you for sharing that with me. It's a really cool journey. You know, I reached out to you because I'm trying to do XYZ. And do you mind if I ask you some questions that I had going into this call? They're going to say, of course. And then you already have your questions listed out that you knew you wanted to ask them. So, and then you want to do what Raylan did, what he said earlier is after you've asked your questions, if you're coming up on time, you then want to ask them if it's okay if we keep in touch. That's how I close every single call. Like if I'm not able to, you're very rarely going to be able to accomplish everything on one call. And of course you want to keep in touch and keep building with people anyway. So that's how I finished all of my calls with, hey, thanks again for taking the time. If it's okay with you, I like to just keep in touch and kind of, you know, keep running together or keep you posting on how things are unfolding and feel free to do the same with me. So that's the structure that I like to use. Also for the people watching, oh, I did it again. What is happening? For the people watching the recording, where is, oh, I closed the book. Never mind. So, well, I was going to get into some questions that I have, but you can formulate your own questions. If you're thinking hard enough about why you reached out and what you want to get from that person, you'll be able to come up with your own questions. So, all right, time out. I'm interrupting this episode, not for a commercial or anything, but actually because I wanted to share my screen. When I was actually doing this workshop live, I was struggling, as you could tell, to get that PDF open back up. It was freezing on me, but I thought it was important enough where I wanted to go back and share some of the questions, the recommended questions that I suggest asking mentors when you get them on the phone or when you're on a call with them. So here we go. Let me share my screen. When you first get the mentor on the phone, these are just some recommended questions. And like I said here in the book, feel free to add your own. So I like to ask things like, when did you first know you wanted to do what you're doing now? How did you get started? How did you earn your reputation? Who are some of your mentors? How did you handle disappointment? What did you do when you failed? How did you overcome rejection or fear of failure? How long did it take you to reach your goal? What big dreams, goals, or visions do you currently have for your future? These are just, once again, recommended questions. Obviously, when you're speaking to a mentor, you want to go into the call prepared with questions that you've thought of ahead of time that apply to your specific situation or their specific situation and what they can help you with or what you're looking to get out of that mentor-mentee relationship. So that's it. I thought that was important enough to go back after the fact and drop this into the episode so you don't miss out on it. While I'm on this topic, this book right here that I'm showing you, Thrive After Sports, is available on Amazon, of course. Just type in Taj Dashaun, Thrive After Sports, or you can go to TajDashaun.com and click the books tab. And this book, there's a low cost copy available on the website. I also sign all those copies and ship them out myself. And it's cheaper on my website than it is on Amazon because Amazon takes a huge percentage. So when I sell it from my website, I get to keep all of the profits, which I can then put back into Thrive After Sports. So all that being said, I want to encourage you to order directly from TajDashaun.com when you get this book. And while I have you here, if you're getting anything out of this episode so far, please stop what you're doing. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm putting out great content like this all the time. And also, have you joined the Thrive After Sports collaborative community yet? If you're already listening to this episode, just scroll down. It's in the show notes. You can join the community right there for free and have instant access to current and former athletes from all over the world. A lot of business partnerships being formed. Anyway, you guys have heard me talk about this endlessly. Click below to join the Thrive After Sports community. Follow your boy on Instagram at Taj Dashaun. I'm Taj Dashaun on LinkedIn as well. And yeah, leave a rating and review on the podcast. I love you guys. Let's get back to this episode. Peace. Just to recap, like the first thing is understand why you're reaching out to that person. Make sure the vision is clear. And then because that will help you connect with more intention. You don't want to be like the dude I talked to yesterday. You know why you reached out. You know what you want to ask. And you're 100% prepared when you get on the call with that person. And then I just want to encourage people to put yourself out there. You know, a lot of great things have happened, I'm sure, for all of us just by reaching out to people. You know, I had, even on my podcast, I've had a lot of great people come on my podcast just because I reached out. I had Coach John Mosley from Last Chance U come on and I sent him an email and didn't think he would respond at all. And he got back to me a week later and said, yeah, I'd love to do the show. So, oh, let me got some people coming in. Okay, cool. Now, I wanted to close with this, and then I'll just open it up for anyone else who wants to share anything. And this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but I'm going to say it anyway, because as I was thinking about this, I was like, I want to share this, especially with the folks who are a little bit younger and maybe don't have a mentor yet or aren't mentoring people. Another reason why it's important to always have someone in your life as a mentor who is pulling you up is because eventually, if you're not that person already, I know all you guys here are that are those people for others, but eventually you will be that person for someone else. And so I look at it as the more people that I have in my life pulling me up, the better I'm going to be, and the more people, the better I will be able to assist the people behind me, because I have people leading the way in front of me, which allows me to then be a better mentor to the people coming up behind me. So it's kind of a, if you look at it that way, it's not all about us just getting help and finding people to level us up. It's a responsibility that we have to be able to do that in order to pull people up coming up behind us. So anyway, those are all the thoughts that I had. I'm thinking with the time that we have left, we can either kind of turn this into a little bit of a meetup and everybody can share what they have going on, unless anybody wants to share any thoughts that they have about mentorship or any, stories about the impact that mentorship has had on their life for the people who may be watching the recording. Miriam, do you mind if Tiffany, were you going to say something? I thought I just saw the unmute happen. Am I imagining things? Okay.
For now, yeah.
I'm sorry. I looked over and looked back. So, do you mind if, like, for the next 15 minutes or so, if we just kind of use this as like a meetup? Because we still have some great people on the line doing great things.
Absolutely, and I wanted to tell you that I love this topic of mentorship. I mean, whatever we call it, whether it's people that have changed your life in any way, shape, or form. I think we have these as athletes. Sometimes they're coaches, sometimes they're like a PT or an athletic trainer, or someone that you meet or a training partner. And they make you see things from a different angle. So I think it really makes sense. And I think we see it a lot in sports. And sometimes we forget that we can have the same thing past sport. With different people that will suddenly use different words. And, it's like a coach that says something and then another one says exactly the same thing with different words and suddenly it resonates. So yeah, I really like that you brought up that topic. But yeah, go ahead. I think we use the rest of the time to get to connect with each other.
Cool. And I just want to say one more thing about, like, because you brought up a great point, Miriam. Like, there are so many things, which is why, what I like, all of us here who help athletes, there's so many things that younger athletes coming up behind us don't understand in terms of like how all of this is transferable, like drafting mentors. And like you said, Miriam, coaches, and we have that while we're competing, but we don't, many of us, I didn't start thinking this way until years after I was done playing football of like, well, why wouldn't I have coaches and people, pulling me up in everyday life? And the same thing applies with like, studying and self-improvement. Like something you guys have heard me say a lot is film, practice, and game. If we're doing that, if we're always studying the film and learning about ourselves and studying the playbook and trying to improve and get better at our craft, then as long as you're taking that into, life after your sport, then things are going to work out well for you. No matter what you're doing, if you're taking an athletic mindset of practicing, getting better at your craft, studying yourself, studying others, then that will accelerate your growth as well. So, okay. Anyway, first of all, I have to drop because some of you are not in the community. And I'm just going to drop that in the chat because I'm looking to have as many great people in that community as possible. So that's the link to join the Thrive After Sports community. That is current athletes being mentored by us, the athletes who have made it through to the other side who are doing great things, and also people like us connecting. That community, usually on these meetups, I'll just go around and allow everyone to introduce themselves, talk about what they're up to, and I will make connections too. Even if we're not at a meetup, I'll be in the DMs like, hey, you two need to connect and work on this, this, and that. So a lot about yourself, but wait, does anybody have to go? Does anybody want to share before they have to leave? Jenny?
No, I was just going to share, but Tiffany, you go ahead.
I'm just going in order of who's on my screen. So I'll go to
Oh,
you next, Jenny.
okay.
All right, go ahead, Tiffany. So just basically, the way I typically run the meetups is like you've already shared who you are and what you're up to, but basically like who you're looking to connect with and what you need support with also so that people can keep their eyes and ears open for you.
Okay, wow, that's really sweet. I guess this is still all a very sort of new world in the sense that I'm really just starting to kind of come back to normal life, as I would say, from like the athlete world. That's the way I see it. And I think it's just the amount of people, basically the more people I talk to, even if it's from like normal life, this sounds so terrible. Hold on, let me rephrase. Talking to so many different people from all walks of life is giving me better and better insights. The more I talk about what I'm going through, what I'm struggling with anyone basically who will listen, but also not forcing it on anyone, but just when it comes up in the topic of conversation. So, like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I don't really do anything right now. Yeah, and obviously it comes up in topic in like barbecues or like a dinner party or something else. And yeah, just the more I talk to people, the more things become obvious. And I think for me, the biggest like turning point this year was when I realized that it's okay to be where I am right now, because I was putting way too much pressure on myself, saying like I need to find a job, I need to find something to do, I can't just sit around doing nothing and travel all the time and do stuff. And then I was like, okay, but you're actually earning money, you're actually doing stuff that you enjoy doing. That's okay if you take this sort of next 2, 3 years as like a transition period, I guess, where you're kind of still got one foot in the door of sports, but at the same time, you're kind of working towards investigating what interests you, where to go, like what sort of things you'd like, what topics you'd like to investigate more and see if you could create a job out of that or even become your own business model, if that makes sense. And yeah, so I also didn't mention which sport. So I did figure skating. And so basically right now I'm kind of, well, I'm actually right now in the mountains in France. I'm coaching. And at the same time, I'm also taking on contracts for shows. So I'm still getting to do what I love and perform. But at the same time, I'm also trying to pass on that knowledge that I've learned for all these years of skating to new students. So as I like what we were talking about today, which is mentorship, I kind of feel like being able to pass on that knowledge I've learned to younger athletes, it really brings a sense of fulfillment in the sense that I didn't learn all of that just to let it blow away in the wind. I'm actually being able to pass that on. And even if it's not full time, for now, it's enough to give that sense of like, wow, I'm helping. So it really makes me feel good. And I think that for anyone, like we can all be mentors, as you said. It just depends who needs our help and who reaches out and who wants us there. So yeah, that's something I'm learning too. Like not everyone always wants your opinion, but when they ask for it, be happy to give it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mic drop. Great. Cool. Thank you,
Sorry,
Tiffany. Let's go
that
over to.
was
Oh,
a
that was great. That was all I have to say is amen. All right, we'll go to Jenny next. I guess sorry, I should rephrase like who you are, what you're up to, who you're looking to connect with, and how we can support or anyone watching the recording can support. Oh, Jenny, you're muted.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, it's a little windy here. We're up camping in Maine for Labor Day. But no, I loved, Taj, what you were saying just about, sweetie, no, thank you. What you were just saying about when you're going to prepare yourself to try to connect with someone. And that's just knowing the value that you bring to them. And I think as athletes, oh, I know for myself, so I'm trying to reconnect with Gary Fensick, who I actually connected with him. I'm embarrassed. 3 years ago, when I was talking about athlete transitions and concussions and working with an athlete with concussion awareness, and he, I mean, he was there, and he's like, "Come back when you have this, when you know what you want to do for transition." And I, right now, I just feel like, oh my gosh, how can I go back to him 3 years later? But I think I appreciated Miriam saying that, and I can't remember who else said it, but yeah, it doesn't matter how much time, but it's understanding that they don't have a lot of time, and I always get a little nervous. I don't want to take their time, but if I have it precise and prepared and can and share value that I can bring to him. That's one thing. And then the other thing that you guys spoke about, you know, I think generally as athletes, we were, you know, perfectionists. And that's one of the hardest things when we're transitioning, because it's like, I don't want to do this until I know I'm really good at it, you know. And the thing is, and the thing, one of the things that's taken me a long time to really understand, that just what Tiffany said, you know, just immersing yourself in a variety of different environments and just showing up and being vulnerable is okay, you know. And I mean, it's like the things that you learn when you're younger, you know, you don't know everything, and it's okay. And the amount of people that I've met in those positions that are vulnerable, you know, will help guide you and figure out your value. So I find the mentor that you want, which may change on a daily basis. You know, some days, I'm sorry, my dog. Okay, that's enough. But thank you. I love this and appreciate this, Taj. This is great.
No, thank you, Jenny. Yeah, thank you for being here. Great to see you. It's been a little while. Jaren, my man, we got the same color code going on today, man. But excited for you to share what you have going on. Everybody, check out what Jaren's up to. He's doing some really cool stuff.
What's up, everyone? And appreciate that, Todd. So Jaren Stewart, I'm a former track and field athlete, University of Maryland and Long Island University. Currently working in corporate America, but have a passion project that I'm working on right now. It's called the Blacktop Games. We're essentially a sports tournament for former athletes. So almost think of it as like your like sixth grade field day, but the all-star version. So like many people, like I struggled with the transition to life after sport. And there's a bunch of these amazing organizations, Athlete Soul, Taj, everyone else doing it, that like really focus on like the mental component and even like job placement, et cetera. But I honestly just miss going out and playing sports, like the activity of sport itself. So that's what I'm working on. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years, just shot my promo reel 3 weeks ago, and trying to have a soft launch later this year, sorry. And the company's called the Blacktop Games. So excited to chat with honestly any former athlete, no matter what sport you did, no matter age, gender, whatever the case may be. But yeah, that's me.
I just dropped the Blacktop Games website in the chat, so everybody can check that out. And then next summer is when that's the first one kicking off in LA next summer, right?
Yeah. So next summer will be our first like full fledged event. I'm trying to do a couple of like pop-ups later this year, in LA to get the buzz going.
Okay. And then do you have another location picked out for when the next one will be after you kick it off in LA next summer?
Not really. We're probably going to stay SoCal for at least that first year, see how it goes. And then I've been eyeing Texas. So we'll see. It's sort of just like sky's the limit right now. Just excited to finally get it off the ground after thinking about it for so many years.
Yeah, man. Congrats on that. And please come to Austin. You know, I'm coming back home to LA for next year's, but after that, it would be great, especially since I have a baby on the way, man. It would be great for you to come out here to Austin. So
I got you.
Cool. Thank you, man. All right. Annie Champagne, the coolest last name in the world.
Isn't it? I have to tell you first that I don't even like it. I like the name. I don't like the product. I like wine without the bubbles.
Oh.
Yeah. I really tried to like it to really fit with my name. It didn't work out. So, blah. I'm here. I'm a lifelong swimmer, competitive swimmer. I never swam at a high level Olympics or anything. Just always been around. Did a little bit of, I took a 5-year break to do martial arts as well. Never competed because I wanted to, I didn't want to go through the like concussion, broken nose, and stuff like that. So I kept it recreational. So to make a long story short, I've always worked and I've had a good career in pharmaceuticals. I've mentored a lot of people over the years. And then by doing that, I realized that that's what I wanted to do. I was kind of done with pharma. I've done pretty much all the roles I wanted to do. And then I thought, you know, that I think that could be it. I could do it full time. And then I switched to be doing coaching full time for career transition, career progression. Mainly in my network of pharmaceuticals. But then you know, I was starting to think of who I would really like to work with. And it resonated to me at one point, someone said, think about who you were working with, who you want to work with, and would you get all of your customers and gather them to a barbecue in your backyard? If the answer is yes, it's because you're working with the right people. And then I thought, like, I'd love to work with athletes. And that's why after doing some research, I found your podcast, started the listening to you, really connected to like I really felt a connection, really look up to what you're doing. So you can expect to get that email asking you for the 15-minute conversation. I'll try to craft it properly and have my questions prepared and stuff like that.
That's funny.
So that's why I joined the community because this is, you know, you're doing what you're doing is going in the sense of what I want to do. And I wanted to also invite people whenever it's time to play. It's a little early, but I'm going to be attending the Paris 2024, and I thought it would be a good time to invite people from the community to meet in person over there. Everybody's like, whoever is going to attend the Olympics. And, you know, sports event like that, if it's feasible to meet in person, it would be awesome. So anyway, that's pretty much why I'm here. It's because this is a transition I'd like to make. It's a new niche I'd like to explore, and I'm still in the research process for that. And you're a part of my research, being joining those conversations and those groups. Very inspiring. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for inviting me here.
Yeah, of course. And thank you, Annie. I look forward to that 15-minute conversation. And I know, so are you, this is, I know we're at time, you guys, but Annie, feel free to jump off if you guys gotta go. I'll probably stay on for another 2 or 3 minutes. But Athlete Soul is gonna be in at the Olympics next year. So are you and Miriam connected yet? Have you, is this your first time like
Yeah, first
seeing
time.
connected
No,
with
we're not
Miriam?
connected.
Okay,
Guess we
cool.
will.
So there you go. There's a connection that needs to happen.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink champagne, so I don't know if I can take it.
That's hilarious.
Can go
Medric, are
against
you
my country's
prepared?
favorite drink.
Oh, yeah. If she puts some
Mimosa.
orange juice in this, I like it. That's the
Mimosa.
only time I drink
Yeah, I like
champagne
the
too,
mimosa.
is that brunch
Yeah.
or mimosa. All right, I was gonna let Medric, but Medric, either way, thank you for being here, man. I know you're probably working.
No, I'm just driving to DC right now. I was waiting.
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Well, for those who don't know me, I'm a former football athlete from St. Francis University in Pennsylvania. You know, I've been working with Taz since 2021, and you know, I'm still on the same grind, Taz. I'm still gonna be a fitness influencer, and I'm still pursuing. I'm still writing a book, and like I done changed the book over 1,000 times, and I like. Finally, I just came out of a period, a season in my life where I had to really like do some soul searching and really see like where I wanted to direct myself. And you know, I'm not just really just looking to be just a fitness influencer. More so, I want to be like a health influencer who focuses more on holistic health. And that's the complete definition of health with like you know, the physical, mental, emotional, economic, and spiritual well-being of somebody. All that in terms of the complete health. You can't just work on just your physical because then you could be missing any other things. And yeah, the book that I'm working on now was just really a guide that addresses those situations where I'm having trouble, like, you know, in like your book, you had like where you could put like journal entries and as well as you put that survey. I want to put like where on my, when I'm speaking on the emotional side, I want to have like journals where people can write out their feelings. On the economical side, I have a budget sheet that I want to implement in there to help people out with that. And as well as then all the other things that I have like planned out for that. And really like what I'm really focusing on right now is really just trying to become a brand ambassador for these brands that I've been trying to audition for, which basically my audition is they run challenges like every season. And I've been probably been in 5 challenges. I haven't won yet, but I'm still grinding, trying to, you know, make it. But it's like really for whoever makes the biggest transformation. And, you know, it's easy for a beginner to transform their body than it is for someone like me, who's pretty advanced in working out and things of that nature. So it's pretty difficult for me to win these challenges within like the 8 or 10 weeks that they give us. But really just focusing on holistic health and really helping people, trying to make healthier choices in their lifestyle. You know, because a lot of people say they're economically challenged and things of that nature, but really it just takes a lot of just the mindset and really being intentional about it. You know, you got to be intentional about saving money and intentional about where your money is going, things of that nature. So that's really what I'm working on right now at the moment.
Well, great work, man. Keep pushing with those challenges. I know you'll win one sooner rather than later. It's only a matter of time. And definitely hit me up, man, about the book. If you need help with, hit me up about the book. And then also in terms of that pivot you're making with like holistic health and stuff like that, I think that's great. And there are also a lot of people in the community, in the Thrive After Sports community, I'm thinking of, who I need to connect you with, who are doing something very similar and kind of like that holistic health coaching type space. So I'll make sure I plug you in with those people too. And if you jump on some of the meetings that we have coming up, I'll make some introductions live on the calls too. So
sounds good.
But yeah, man, safe travels on the road, everyone. Miriam, I know it's like 11 o'clock out there, so wherever or later. Hope you guys have a great Friday and a great weekend. And thank you for being here.
Same for Tiffany, I think. We're all on the night shift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, everyone. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Taj. See you all soon. Bye.